Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. We're now going to be discussing for the next number of halachas the Shvuah of Moda B'Miktsas. Okay, it's going to be about six next halachas. Okay, and the first one will be a little bit technical, but don't lose heart. Okay, won't be so technical the rest of the time. Okay, so this next couple of halachas Ram is going to tell us is to be a moda b'miktsas, when the person, he admits he owns part and he denies the rest. So we're going to see there has to be a minimal amount of what you admit to plus a minimal amount to what you deny, and a minimal amount of the differential between what you admit to and what you deny. You know, for example, if a guy claims he owes him $1 million, and the guy will say, I owe you a penny, but I don't owe you the rest. Question is, can he get away with that? And now, okay, so now I'm a moda b'miktsas, I pay my pen. Think about this for a minute. Whoa. You know, I pay my
pen. He has more sense than that.
Yeah, well, oh, I'm not, just saying, that's, in other words, like, at what point, what's the minimal amount that you're saying he's admitted? If he only says it's a penny, that's not much of an admission.
No, it's not.
So we have to come up with the minimum and the maximums in terms, well, not maximum, there's no maximum.
You pay the full amount.
But there has to be a minimum, and also what's critical, so it's a minimal how much you deny, a minimal how much you admit to, and the differential between them has to be a minimum as well. So that's what the Rambam is going to discuss in Halacha Aleph. He's going to tell you how he derives it in Halacha Beis.
He said exactly 50%.
We'll see. Now, and there's also going to be three separate areas. There's money, there's food, and there's utensils. Okay? They're going to have a little bit different halachas. And then when we got you all that, then we're going to do combinations. And that's about the next five, six halachas we're going to do today. All right, so let's begin. A moda b'miktsas chayav shuv min haTorah. A moda b'miktsas is not obligated in a biblical oath. Ad sheyode befruta o yoser. He must admit at least that he owes a pruta or more. That's the minimum. It's got to be a pruta. Ve'yichbor, and he has to deny paying. Bishtei me'in kesef. Two ma' of kesef o yoser. And or more than that. And we're going to have to define what that is. And that's what Rambam asks. Fakama hi pruta. How much is a pruta? A pruta is a mishkal, the weight of chatzi seora, a half a barley grain, shel kesef naki, of pure silver. So a half a barley grain of pure silver is the amount of a pruta. Okay? Now, v'kamahem shnei me'in, how much is two ma'a? Two ma'a is a mishkal, a weight of shtayim ushloshim se'oros, 32 barley grains, of kesef mezukak, of purified silver. So for those who like the numbers, I'm just going to give it to you, and you can either remember it or forget it, but I'm just going to, the math works like this. One ma'a, we said they have to have two ma, right?
Yeah.
So one ma is four isars. One isar is eight prutos. Okay, that means one ma is 32 prutos. Mm-hmm. Okay, one ma is 32 prutos. Now, how much do you have to admit to? You have to deny? Two ma.
64.
Two ma, so that's going to be 64 prutos. All right? So it's really a 64-1 relationship, which we'll explain a little bit more, but that's what we have. Also, he says one pruta is a half of a barley grain, and two ma is 32 barley grains, and one ma is 16 barley grains. So it works out the same way. Now, and basically, what you have is you must have, if there's one pruta he denies. And 64, I'm sorry, one pruta he admits and 64 denies, that means the original claim must be 65. Right. Okay, that's the point. it's a claim would have to be 65. I mean, it could be higher than 65. But if it's a claim of 65 and he admits one, that's the bare minimum on that end. He denies 64, which is the bare minimum of that end, then he would make the oath. Now, if there's more than 64, it can go till as much as you want. That's okay. However, let's say it was 60, he denied 63, and he admitted one. Not going to be good enough.
Can't do the oath.
It's got to be at least 64 versus one, and we'll see some other things as well with the differentials, as we'll see as we move ahead. But that's the main idea over here. Now, Beis. Kol kesef. Now we get another one of these technical ones. Just that's after Beis, no more technicals. Kol kesef amritor. Whenever the Torah says kesef, silver, what does the Torah mean when it says kesef? You have to pay 20 kesef, 30 kesef, whatever it means. Hu shekel hakodesh. That's the holy shekel. Vuhu esri ma. That's 20 ma. And we said that one ma is 32 prutos, right? So look at that. So it's 20 ma would be a shekel. Okay? Because, right? So that's what it is. But that's the biblical. That's when the Bible says the word kesef, that's what it means, 20 ma. But v'chol kesef shel rein, but the rabbinic term of kesef, when the rabbis who learned of us, they're not referring to that. They're talking about a mimat be'Yerushalayim. They're talking about the Jerusalem coinage. Shoya hasela shalom, the sela that they had was echad mishmona bo kesef vashar nechoshes. That coin was 1/8 silver and the rest was copper. That was the rabbinic coin. Kamoshbar, as we explained in other places. Now, what we need to deal with now is avol hamo'a, he hoisa kesef noki. But the mo'a that we're talking about now was the clean silver, pure silver, afil b'Yerushalayim, v'hi kesef shel Yerushalayim, and that was the kesef of Yerushalayim. And therefore, comes out, if that's what it is, and that's the ma, so l'fi shezeh, he shukulis kfir sataina shtei kesef, and once we say that the denial has to be of two kesefs, and the minimal kesef would be two ma's, and he medivrim, and this is rabbinic. Now, what we're going to have to explain to you is it's really not rabbinic, but it's the rabbi's interpretation of the biblical minimum amount. And the Magid Mishnah explains how this works. It says when a person gives his friend kesef, money, or kelim, or utensils. And now he's going to deny he lent it or borrowed or whatever. But that's the case. Look at what was this? Kesef? This is how much kesef. But kelim is two. The plural, two. So just like utensils, it's going to have to be two. So to the kesef has to be two. That's number one. Now, the Yerushalmi says that a ma'ah is the smallest kesef coinage that exists. Okay, the smallest silver coin that exists is the ma'ah. And therefore, we make a hekesh, just like you need two utensils, the kesef has to be two kesefs, as it were. So the smallest kesef would be the ma, so the two ma of that would be the smallest kesef coinage that you have. And therefore, why did Ram say it's shel divrayim? It's not really rabbinic halacha, but it's how the rabbis figured out what the biblical amount was. So it's really biblical, but the rabbis were the ones who were able to figure it out. And therefore, the minimum, and therefore, since the Torah says, if you lend out whatever and you want to get it back, so it's like you have to have two kalim, you have to have two minimal kesefs, and the ma is the smallest silver kesef coin that exists, but that's not nearly the shekel that's discussed in the Torah, which is 20. No, the shekel of the Torah is 20 times. And the shekel, the selah, the Talmudic selah, is only 1/8 silver, but the ma is pure silver. Oh. The ma'ah is pure silver, and that's 32 prutos weighted. Okay. The prutos were copper, but 32 weighted prutos in silver. Okay, so now we've come to that determination. Okay, fine. Now, So therefore the rabbis made shtei kesef Yerushalayim. So they therefore determined that biblically two kesefs in Yerushalayim, shein shtei me'in, it's two ma. Plus, so shnei shkom, and it didn't have to be two shekels of the shekel kodesh, which is 20 times more than that. We said that it doesn't have to be that. Now, zeh adavra nir b'shir k'fresetan. That would appear to be the amount that a person would have to deny, and that's his opinion. However, for Rabbi Sahar, but my rabbis have a different amount of what it has to be. They say, and now how many seoros is that? Comes out to be 32 barley grains, because each ma'a is 16, and two of them is 32. So that's what Rama says, 32 barley grains of silver. My Rebbe say it's a mishkal chasrei soros v'chatzoros, 19 and a half barley grains of silver. And we're not going to go through the complicated way how they came out with that. But because v'yeshli kamarayas lister, so I have many proofs that would contradict what my Rebbe say. I also said derech shetofsu grabbed on, achotzom zechas, until they came to that number, and I disagree with that. V'yir elisha does the priest is a mistake for my Rebbe, so why are we going to bother to explain it to 19 and a half? When the Rambam disagrees with it anyway.
Whoa.
Okay, so we're going to leave with the Rambam that the denial has to be on two ma'as, which is equal to 64 prutos. Okay, weighted prutos. Okay.
Pounds, shillings, and pence in the old
country. Yes, and you thought it was complicated, eh? Now, let's begin with some examples now. Gimel is hard examples now. What if the guy says... Now you have to see, so based on this, what would have to be the minimum claim for us to create a modem and mix us? What would have to be the minimum claim?
65.
Or we'll word it, two ma's and a pruta.
Yeah.
Right, that has to be the minimum claim. If you don't have that, you're not gonna, the rest of the numbers won't work out. It's not even the percentage. We couldn't do, let's say, 32 versus a half.
No.
Doesn't work that way. It's got to be that at least two ma plus a pruta has to be the total claim. So that's the case. Shtei me'in upruta yeshu b'yadcha. The person who makes the claim says, listen, you have of mine two ma's plus a pruta. What does the guy respond? Ein lecha b'yadi el pruta. All I owe you is a pruta. Perfect. Chayev, he's obliged to make the shvuas modem and mixas because he's denied enough. And there's still a claim on the rest that he's admitted enough, and he's denying enough. What if he says like this? Now, here's the interesting part. So it was 65 prutas, right? What if he says, Ein lecha b'yodi el shtei prutas? I admit I owe you two prutas. So here's where you see the Rambam's going to say, Potter, he doesn't have to make the oath, because the differential is only
64 minus 2 is 63.
So it's 63. It's not enough. Has to be minimum is
64 to 1.
64. He took it down.
He's not denying.
That's right. So Potter, Mibnei Shekofer, B'Pachas V'Shtei Min. He denied.
He didn't deny enough.
Than two ma. Yeah. Because he only denied 63 prutas, not 64. What if the guy says, he doesn't have to make a mode of a mixus oath? Now, the question is, we'll have to discuss. So let's see what really exists now. What really exists is, okay, you're going to pay two. He's going to pay two. He didn't make an oath. Two he has to pay. He admitted. So now the owner will come back and say, you owe me 63. Mm-hmm. And what's he going to say?
No.
What's he going to say? I owe you zero. Right. And then he's going to be a
kofer
pakol.
Kofer pakol.
And then you make a shvuas heses.
Yeah.
So you could still bring him down to a rabbinic oath, but it's much less than a biblical. Remember, shvuas heses, you don't even hold a sefer Torah for shvuas heses. So it goes way down. So, and the truth is, you know, either way, he's got to swear. But it's a big difference, a biblical oath versus a rabbinic oath. A rabbinic oath is a much less severe oath than that.
No, a rabbinical oath.
The bar is in a better position because he still only pays two, but he doesn't have to make a biblical oath.
But he will have to make a rabbinic oath. Right? Shekol ha. Okay, one more now. What's the next one? What if he says mona li biyodcha? There's a mona of mine in your hand, and he says ein lecha biyodi eli chatsa pruta. I only admit a half a pruta.
Yeah,
Potter, it's there. Also doesn't make an oath. She called a maida b'pachas b'pruta. If you admit less than a pruta, it's kilo hada b'kum. It's like you didn't admit anything. Mana was a nice large amount, but on the claim side, but the admission side, it's less than a pruta. That's way too little. So it's like nothing, and therefore, there's nothing to it. So what you invariably are, well, it's like it's, so there's nothing to give and nothing to swear, right? And therefore we turn it around and make him do a shvus hesus on the whole thing, right? But if it but if he has the right combination of 64 and 1,
he's the half pruta he admitted.
Well, we'll see, because half, you don't even deal with such small numbers. So it's like he didn't admit anything. It's a half a pruta. It's not legally worth anything. We'll see later on. So you have to have that nice, happy, sweet number 65,
yeah,
where it's 64 versus 1.
But 65. He knows he's
that's the minimum.
Just admit what he needs to in order to not have to make a biblical oath.
Well, listen, like people want to lie, they're going to lie.
Too, so that I don't need to
legislate it.
That's right, technically, but still have to make a rabbinic oath.
Right, but he'd rather do that.
Okay. If he's a liar, yes. Okay, so up to now, we've dealt with monetary claims. Now we're going to deal with food claims. And it's really going to come out to the same thing. You just figure out the food in terms of the monetary value of the food will work out pretty much the same way. And that's halacha, dalid, and dalid, only dalid. So let's say, for example, he says, "Me'at tfarim yeshu biyodcha." You have 100 dates of mine, and he says, "Ein lecha biyodi elotishim." I only have 90. He admits 90 and denies 10. So now here's what we have to say. Well, we don't know anything yet. We have to now make some calculations. Royim, let's take a look. Im hayu shavim sham ha'eser shekafer bem. If the 10 he denies, if it's worth, shtemin, it's worth tuma. If the 10 he's denying is worth 64 prutos, then nishva, then he swears, because he certainly admitted enough. And if the 10, depending on what the market rate is, then he'd have to swear. But if not, if it's worth less than that, so he's not denying that much, then potter, he's potter. What does it mean, potter, from an oath? What does he still got to do? He's going to pay the 90,
yeah,
right? And then for the rest, we'll turn around and make a shvus hesus for the rest. Okay? Now, the next is a typo, and the best way to read it is as follows. It says, Chamisha o shisha o gozim yeshu biyodcha. The way it's read, it says, well, you have either 5 or 6 nuts by me. And that's a very unusual claim. Because what do you mean, 5 or 6?
Yeah.
That's already not a strong claim.
No.
So therefore, they amend it to say, Chamisha Vishishim, 65 nuts. And you see 65 is a good number, right? Yeah. Isn't that a good number to use as an example?
Sure.
So 65 nuts are in your hand. And he says, Ein lecha biyodi ela gozer, I only have 1 nut in my hand. Oh, thanks, line. Ryan, let's take a look. Im shava echad pruta, if 1 nut is worth a pruta, nishba. Then you make an oath, because you have the perfect scenario. He's denied 64, he admitted 1. Beam lav, but if it's not worth, let's say it's worth more than a pruta, you're fine, right, for sure. If it's worth less than a pruta, potter, he's free from the oath. But then again, so there's no oath. So what is he going to do? He wouldn't pay the pruta. It's not even a pruta. Now it's a kofar bakol. And he'd make the after rabbinic oath on that. Okay, so we've dealt with money and we've dealt with fruit. Now what's left? Utensils. And utensils have a different status. It's a different halacha completely. Because...
You don't take the monetary value.
Well, we'll see. Because the Torah itself uses the word kalim. 2 utensils.
That's 2.
And we're going to see that kalim does not work with monetary issues, but on the amount of utensils. B'medvar, when did we say everything we just said till now? With a minimal denial of 64 prutas and a minimal admission of one pruta. Bekesef, with money. Obamine scharos, or with different materials. Uperos, or fruits, or things like that. It doesn't have to be fruits. It could have been materials or things like that. It's not a utensil, but a material. Avol hakelim, but if it's an actual utensil, then ein misharin estimehem. We don't figure out the monetary value of them. Vafilu heim eser mechotim bepruta. Even if it's 10 needles to a pruta. Okay, it means a needle is worth a tenth of a pruta. Utanan, let's say the guy's claim was shtei mechotim. You owe me 2 needles. Vahoida ba'achas, and he admitted that he only owes him 1. Vekover ba'achas, and he denied 1. Chayev.
Whoa.
He's chayev to pay. He's chayev to make an oath, rather, and pay the one and make the oath. Okay? And why? Shenemar, because the Torah says, kesef, money, okelim.
More than 1.
Okelim, or utensils. So it's got to be 2 utensils. But kesef, remember, what's the minimal kesef? It's 2 mal.
Yeah.
Money is a value. Utensils is an item. So the Torah says, if the guy lent him utensils, 2, well, what's the obvious case of motive mixas? He admits 1 and denies 1. But by the money issues, we say, no, the monetary issue, it's how much the money's worth. And the minimal kesef, we said, was 2 ma. So that's what we have over there. And if you're denying less than a penny, then there's really no money there. And if you're admitting less than a penny, there's no money there. So that's how we make the difference. So it says, kesef okelim, meaning to say, kol hakelim kekesef, that all the utensils are like kesef. In other words, regarding the oath, it works out over there. So it comes out, since it says, kesef okelim, so just like it says that the kelim is plural, the kesef has to be plural. Kalim is saying that you can't make an oath on less than 2 kalim, right? Now, it could have said, and since it said kalim, then that's how we see that. So that's the rule, okay? So now it comes out, all you need is 2 utensils.
That's it.
We don't care about any monetary value at all, 2 utensils.
And he has to deny 1.
Now, those utensils would have to be similar utensils. I mean, you'd think, but we'll see. Now we get to a combinations.
Robert, can I just ask a definition of a utensil versus, like, did we say it doesn't have to be food? Like, it could be bricks or something like that. That would also would that be more like food?
Well, it isn't a it's not a keli. Rambam says, schora. So how does the English translate the word schoros? Materials.
Utensils.
No. In the top, the kesef obamine schoros. The first line. When is he speaking by what? So what does he say? By money and?
Merchandise.
But that's not utensils.
Right.
So what is a utensil? Has to be able to contain something?
Yeah, utensils. A
functional thing. It's like a needle with a...
Schora usually means material. Really means material. Like fabric or things like that. Fabric's not a utensil.
But a fork would be.
Fork would be a utensil. All right. Okay, now let's take combinations now. What if ta'ano kesef v'kelim? The guy claims money and utensils. Okay? Now, v'hoda b'kelim, he admits that he owes, that he has to give back the utensils, the kufar b'kesef. He denies the money. Well, let's think about this. Admitting utensils, all you have to admit is 1. So we're okay on that. Now, the money part, well, how much does he have to deny by money? We already know how much.
64
prutos. So, imiesh bakvira shtei min, if the money he denies is worth 64 prutos, chayiv, then he's obviously has to make the oath.
Okay.
Utensil. Even if he doesn't admit any money, he's just admitting utensils. Like he's saying 0 money.
What do you mean? That's what he's denying. That's the case.
But he's not admitting a part of money.
Keep it simple now, all right? All right? Now, ve'im lav, and if not, and it's not worth 2 ma, potter. Then there's no oath to be made on that except for shvus heses, right? Because the denial on the money has to be at least 2 ma. If it's not worth 2 ma, it's not enough of a denial. Now, what if hoda b'kes, what if he admits to the money? Now, how much money would he have to admit? Just 1 pruta.
Yeah.
That's all you need. The kafar b'kelim, and he denies the utensils. Well, how many utensils do you have to deny? Well, one or two.
One or two.
One or two, right? Im hoyde ba pruta, as long as he admits that he owes a pruta, you've hit the minimum mark there. Chayv, yes, make the oath, because the utensils, even one utensil, really, but two for sure. Yeah. So then he'd be chayv on that. All right?
One loan, so you combine.
So we're looking at the upper and lower. Utensils is easy, because you just need two.
Once you got it, you got it,
right? The money, so we work the money on the denial end or the admission end, the way money works.
Yeah.
So it's irrespective of if the other item is a utensil, whatever end it is. As long as we got the criteria on the end that it's being used at or denied at, then we're okay with this.
But the claim has to come including both items together.
Now, he doesn't bring a case where, I guess if you would combine it, we'd work with the rules of combining, no? Let's say the guy says, you owe me five utensils and three maw of money. And now the guy would say, well, I admit I owe you one utensil and one penny of maw. Then he's chayv.
Yeah,
he's chayv the thing.
He's
got the minimum. Now, if you have for part of one and not for the other, then I don't
know.
That's
what I'm wondering. Does he have to admit any money once he's admitted?
But I don't know if he might bring it up. He might bring it up. I'm not sure. I don't remember him bringing it. But it would be an interesting case. But he didn't bring it up. All right.
Are there any rules for land? This is a partial denial.
Well, I'm sure we're going to get the land one day. Okay, I think it's a good place to stop. We got the main basics over here, and now we're going to.
So we're stopping at hay.
Yep, we're going to stop at hay.